angiboni kulohlupho lokuthi ubabuchabangu evakatshele upresident ezefika lemasimini kapresident, ngoba upresident asiye president weZANU-PF, ngupresident weZimbabwe. So any opposition leader including myself sile right to go and meet the president, and I believe ukuthi vele we must normalize ama meetings lawa ama leaders awe opposition ukuze ehlangane lo president bembikele lokho abambikela khona. Ngibe sengikhuluma ngendaba ye term limit leyi, I do not see really a major issue as long as ama processes wonke ezalandelwa in terms of nxa kuyukuthi i-constitution izafuna ku-amendwa, nxa kuyukuthi ama processes wonke azalandelwa, akutsho ukuthi i-constitution angeke yatshintshwa. Njalo akumangalisi ukuthi umongameli welizwe ebe lithemu ende. Amazwe amaningi alama term limits, amanye alabo 10 years, abanye alabo 7 years, amanye alabo 4 years. Kodwa as long as the process is followed, we've seen in the past since Stadekile ukuthi siyahamba kuma elections kungela ama reforms, kungela abanye bathi level playing field. So the opportunity leyo ku extend or postpone ama elections singakhona ukusinika ithuba lokuthi kube lezinye izinto ezilungiswayo. We need to ensure ukuthi ezinye izinto ezinjenge economic development, stability yelizwe, lokumaking assure ukuthi those who have settled in various parts of the country in terms of settling in various parts of land, these things are formalized and people are given the right to settle there. So by postponing or even extending i-term ka-president, given ukuthi he has started into eziningi.
Mnumzana Moyo, njengebandla le-MRP liyakusekela yini ukuthi aqhubeke umongameli Mnanga?
Asikusekeli lokho thina si-MRP. Ngokokuqala, kuma-initial stages of i-constitution making yeZimbabwe, I was there around 2010 kuma-initial stages siya-trainer e-Harare under Copac, though bangixosha e-teleta stage. So ezinye zezinto ezancinci ngezelwa ku-constitution ekhona elizweni elizwa ekhona ezana ikuthi the sitting president kumele ahlale for 2 terms. Ngizakhumbula ukuthi i-DUT ingena nge-military coup, wathi yena yena ungu-listening president, he's soft as a wool, njalo uyi-new dispensation, kusitsho ukuthi uzolandela i-constitution yelizwe leZimbabwe. Wakhuluma futhi ngomlomo wakhe wathi yena akasoze ahambe beyond 2028. Ngiyadabuka nxa ngisizwa umfowethu Ndibali, indoda engangiyithembe kangaka, emuva lesi sesesonke kuzapho, esengani yena ukhulumela iZANU-PF. Ngiyakhangela futhi le ndaba kaSengezo oqale ngayo u-Emmerson Mnangagwa kule platform enjengephalamenti and other things okudiscuswa khona indaba ezilokwenza lelizwe. Kuthiwa ubiza ama-opposition members of parliament baye emasimini akhe, ngoba konke okungakhulunywa ngale yinto ezi-stage managed. Ngeke ufike ngale ukhulume ngaye umuntu ekubiza emzini wakhe umcastigate, ngoba siyazi lokuthi iZimbabwe vele istruckle kanjani. Anyone opposa uhulumende uyabotshwa, uyahlukunyezwa. USengezo Tshabalala elikhuluma ngaye from the onset, thina sala sathi no, umuntu lo is on a project ayithunyiweyo. Yikho labona ukuthi uthe lanxa ekhipha amashona esithi afakwe nguNelson Chamisa, kubulawayo kwabuya kwayangena amashona eZANU-PF kwezinye izikhundla zabo kansila London. Sazibuza ukuthi so amashona akade rongo ngakaChamisa aweZANU abe right na.
Sesibuya kuweke Mnumzana Ndibali, uthini ngamazwi kaMnumzana Moyo?
Ubaba Moyo is assuming ukuthi wonke umuntu ohlangana lo president in whatever platform kumele emcastigate. Sometimes we must be able to talk more, engage more, even as ama political leaders. Baba Moyo, mina wagcina nini ukuhlangana lami as a political leader from Matabeleland? Wagcina nini ukuhlangana lo Sibangilizwe? Wagcina nini ukuhlangana lo Weshman Ncube, like oChamisa over noMozora, for the best interest of our country? So uba kuchabangwe into ayenzileyo le, it is more or less like an icebreaker. Mina as a leader of EFF, I can meet the president any day, but it doesn't mean ukuthi I'm a member of ZANU-PF. wena Comrade Moyo kufuze unikwe opportunity uyehlangana lo president wakho umtshele zona ezisikhalazo zifunayo ngokuthi iZimbabwe kumele iqunywe thina manje ama leaders sithi hayi hayi asimeni lokho nqa ama elections engapostponwa kuprioritize ezinye izinto prioritize i-free education as u president promised ogogo balele emakhaya abalakudla thina sifuna ukugijima siye kuma elections for what okwama terms lokho we must forget about them I want to deliver. Kukanye kutu ya deliver. Tina njenga ma socialist from this left. We do not believe in term limits. That's why you want Comrade Malema can serve as many years as he can, as long as he is serving the interest of the people.
Ungasigqibela lingxoxo umnumzana Moyo.
Ya ngiqhubeka ngisuka disappointed dadewethu ngomfowethu uNdibali ngoba kimi uqhubeka ebonisa ukuthi ungomunye umuntu engathi mina bekukuhle ukuthi ngabe uhle abe yi-extension yezanu PF. No, I'm not going to subscribe to that because labo Emerson Mnangagwa phakama besiya phikisana lo Ian Jagger Smith babedlula enhluphekweni ezinjengazona lezi abantu futhi mhlawumbe ngenxa lezi seziwesi ngoba ezika Smith nxa uJoyce Daniela abantu lezindlala zazinyekho so ukuthi mina njone ngiqalisa ukutshona ngani mina nya hero worship Emerson ukhulumeni igama wathi president wami ngifuna ukumkhonjisa futhi aso president wami ngupresident wakhe yena mina ngila president owabulala abantu bakithi abayedlula 40,000 angila president okhoze iclosure of ama industries kobulawayo angila president oyehluleka ukunika abantu abafana nayo ama equal opportunities of employment and business elizweni kuthiwe ngupresident wami phuma ngokuthi akupostpone ama election uyakhohle ukuthi izanu PF ile 2/3 majority kathi eseparliament yena ukhulume outside parliament undibale EFF yakhe uzokulungisa ama reforms la engapi izek AU run ama elections isisanaza arm yezanu PF ikubona izanu PF ingaphumi ngifuna ukuthi ngufake record straight izanu PF ingazwina ama elections from 1980 up to this date yikho bona begijima kathesi kusadik region even eMozambique lapha wagijima yena iti waya congratulate yena lo Frelimo lama results engakaphumi yikho limbone leBotswana kubo masisi bezama ku-influencer kwehlula lambone eSouth Africa wayezama ku-influencer kwehlula limbone eNamibia ubezama ku-influencer kwehlula so ama reform angaze kwapostpone nge 50 years mina nxa ngisaphila I can bet lo Ndibale akula zanu ezophuma esikhundleni bazimisele ukuthi babe yi one party state